Obituaries on CAF Media brought to you by Peacock Funeral Home, offering distinct, personal, and affordable services designed to help you honor your loved one in a way that is unique to them and meaningful to you. Peacock Funeral Home, sponsor of Obituaries on CAF Media.
Graveside service for longtime Lower Colorado resident Sharon M. Setter will be held at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, May 12th at the Fairmont Cemetery in Lamar. Visitation for Sharon will be held from Tuesday, May 12th from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Peacock Family Chapel. Sharon was born March 31st of 1944 in Tacoma, Washington, to Mervin and Alta Mae Cooper. Passed away May 8th at her home in Lamar with her family by her side at the age of 82. She's preceded in death by her parents, survived by her husband, Al Setter, of the family home in Lamar, children Sheila Doran Camp of Trinidad, Colorado, Randy Crable of Lamar, Colorado, Shauna Simons of Lamar, Colorado, Melissa Copley of Sterling, Colorado. A graveside celebration of life for Tom, a resident of Thornton, Colorado, Theodore Thomas Gibbs, former longtime resident of Lamar, will be held at 2 p.m. Friday, May 22nd at the Fairmont Cemetery in Lamar. In keeping with his wishes, there'll be no viewing. Theodore Thomas Gibbs, affectionately known to his family and friends as Tom, passed away on May 7th at Mountain Ridge Hospital, surrounded by his family at the age of 80. He was born June 11, 1945 in Lamar, Colorado, to Theodore R. Gibbs and Grace Vivian Gibbs. He was preceded in death by his parents and his siblings. He survived by his son, Brian Gibbs of Erie, Colorado, his significant other, Elaine Williamson of the family home in Thornton, his nephews, Daryl Bannister and Mike Bannister, his niece Donna Christopher, Elaine's daughter Robin Peck, grandson Ryland Peck, numerous extended family members, and many dear friends. Memorial contributions will be made directly to the Wild Animal Sanctuary at 1946 County Road 53 in Keensburg, Colorado, 80643, or in care of the funeral home office. A celebration of Pat Palmer's life is planned for later this year. In the meantime, please share your family memories of Pat by sending an email to Mr. Pat Palmer, all one word combined, at protonmail.com to send those memories. George Patterson Palmer, affectionately known by his friends and family as Pat, was born September 28th of 1939 in Allentown, Pennsylvania, to George W. and Elizabeth Palmer, and passed away at his home in Lamar on May 12th with his daughters by his side following a brief illness. He was preceded in death by his parents-in-law Ralph and Dorothy Clark, his wife Nancy Ruth Palmer, and brother Peter H. Palmer. He is survived by his dear Barbara McGee, his daughters Carrie Palmer and Kristen Muser, grandsons Giorgio Musso and Ryan Musso, sister-in-law Floyd Williams and Sue Sniff, brother-in-law Glenn Clark, nephews Russell Clark, Grant Clark, Eric Clark, Doug Clark, Peter D. Palmer, Scott Sniff, Craig Sniff, Mark Sniff, Tim Williams, Kyle Williams, and niece Lisa Salone. He's also left to miss him are his miniature horse Stormy and his always overdressed tuxedo cat, Mr. Boots. His family wishes to extend special thanks to Jimmy Marquez, Debbie Stagman, and his wonderful neighbors in the Carlton community, the caring staff at the Lamar VA Clinic, the Powers Medical Center Physical Therapy Department, and the Lamar Area Hospice. In lieu of flowers, please paint something green, perform a random kind of act of kindness, donate blood, or volunteer your time or talent within your community. If you're aligned with a monetary donation in Pat's memory, please consider the Blue Rose Ranch or the Southeast Colorado Cancer Initiative. This may be done directly or in care of the funeral home office. Heaven is a bit more colorful now. Services are under the direction of the Peacock family. For current information and online condolences, please visit the website at www.peacockfuneralhome.com. Funeral services for Mabel Hansen will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, May 22nd at Valley Funeral and Cremation in Los Animas, with Pastor Norman Grantham officiating. Interment will be in Fort Lyon National Cemetery and will follow at 12:30. Visitation for Mabel Hansen will be from 10 a.m. until service time. Mabel Sarah Hansen was born May 23rd of 1937 to Samuel J. and Viola Weaver at their ranch outside of Moffitt. She passed away suddenly and unexpectedly on May 10th in La Junta at the age of 88. She was preceded in death by her parents, her beloved husband, Bert Hansen, daughters-in-law, Wendy Hansen and Connie Hansen, brothers William Weaver, John Weaver, Richard Weaver, and grandson Ray Walters. She is survived by her children, Doris Prokoff of Los Alamos, New Mexico, James Hansen of Los Animas, Colorado, Carl Hansen of Superior, Nebraska, 7 grandchildren, Chris Baumgart, Robin Mock, Alex Propkop, Daniel Propkop, Shauna Mitchell, Derek Hansen, and Dustin Hansen, 13 great-grandchildren, other relatives, and a host of friends. To leave online condolences, please visit www.valleyfuneralcremation.com. Memorial contributions may be made to the Valley Funeral and Cremation at P.O. Box 431, Los Animas, Colorado, 81054. And obituaries tie hand-in-hand with Peacock Funeral Home, offering distinct, personal, and affordable services designed to help you honor your loved one in that way that is unique to them and meaningful to you. Obituaries on CAF Media, brought to you by Peacock Funeral Home.